it's good to be in a good meeting, but then the time comes that we have to go back home. And I believe the Lord has a plan for each of our lives, but I believe the devil has a plan also. I believe Job said that man is a few days and full of trouble. So we can expect there will be some trouble between now and the end of our lives. That's just to be expected. That's part of being human. Through much tribulation, we will enter the kingdom of heaven. But I want to tell you the plan that Satan has for you is deeper than just trouble. He has some evil in mind for your life. Have you ever seen someone that maybe they grew up among the saints, went to Sunday school, they learned the way of the Lord, and then as their life progressed, you saw shipwreck?
Have mercy, Lord.
And you wonder, what happened? I believe the devil has evil planned for our lives. And our prayer ought to be for each of our children, Lord, spare my child of the traps that Satan has laid.
Have mercy, Lord.
Let's read in Proverbs 27 and 12. Proverbs 27 and 12 says, "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." There is something greater than simply trouble in your pathway if you're not a prudent man. A prudent man foreseeth the evil. A prudent man looks beyond the pleasure of the moment and he sees evil ahead. A prudent man looks beyond the satisfaction of revenge and sees evil in the pathway. That is a prudent man. It says he foreseeth the evil. He has the ability to see on down the pathway and recognize there's evil ahead. He has some vision. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4. In verse 19. Proverbs 4:19 says, "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." You notice the sharp contrast here? The prudent man foreseeth the evil. He can see clearly down the pathway that there's evil ahead, and he hides himself. But it says the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Sounds like a recipe for disaster. Shipwreck. If we are walking in a way of wickedness. But verse 19. Proverbs 4 verse 19. I'm sorry, verse 18 says, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." I think it's worthwhile to walk the path of a just man, to be able to be prudent and foresee the evil. In Proverbs 14 and 15, "The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going." The simple believe it's okay. Everyone's doing it. The simple believe God really doesn't require that of you.
Lord.
It says they believe every word. The simple believe God isn't going to cut you off. And they pass on and are punished. Just as Eve believed the serpent when he told her, "Ye shall not surely die." And she passed on and she was punished. But the prudent man looketh well to his going. I care where I end up. I care about what my life holds in front of me.
Yes, Lord.
I don't want a life of shipwreck and deep sorrow. No, I cannot avoid the troubles that will come my way in life, some of them. But I can't avoid shipwreck. I can avoid the evil that Satan has planned. He has planned the destruction of lives, of health, of marriage. The destruction of our children. Did you know God can enable us to foresee some of those things? And to hide ourselves so that those things don't come our way. The prudent man looks well to his going. He asks himself, what will be the result of this action? That seems pretty logical, doesn't it? But yet so much sin is committed impulsively, without any forethought to what might happen. People who are involved in violent crimes that suddenly take up a weapon and shoot somebody. No effort to hide it. Why not foresee what is going to happen to you? No regard for the future. A prudent man asks, what would Jesus do? What will be the end of me if I take this path? What has happened to other people that have taken a similar path? I think we can learn from other people's experiences. That sounds prudent to me. And where will my life end if I take this path that Satan has suggested? If I partake of that fruit that is looking so attractive, what is going to be the end of that thing? Will it be evil? Or will it be happiness and life? Why does the prudent man foresee the evil? Because he cares about the future. He cares about his family. He cares about those around him. And he cares about his eternal soul.
Yes.
So he foresees. He takes an interest. In fact, the word prudent means acting with or showing care and thought for the future. Think of how many crimes would be prevented if people would simply be prudent. If they would consider the consequences of their actions. We saw some folks in prison not long ago in Honduras. And some of those people, it is from something that happened so quickly. One young man in particular that we knew, it was a very, very quick reaction to somebody. He pulled out his knife, and so quickly the other man's life was gone. And one of his comments was, it happened so quickly. Just in a moment of time, a flash of anger, a little action without being prudent. How many other things has Satan trapped people in? Wouldn't you like to try this just a little bit? Nobody will know. Lord, help us that we'll be prudent and not pass on and be punished. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Psalms 17 and 8. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wing. Oh, what a place of protection. What a place of safety. I believe we're living in a dangerous world. I believe that we need some place to hide. And I want it for my eternal soul. And my prayer also is, hide me under the shadow of thy wings. But we're going to have to be prudent. We're going to have to be willing to foresee the evil consequences of disobeying the Lord. I'd like to turn to Psalms 57. Notice at the top of the chapter, maybe your Bible doesn't say it, but it's a psalm of David when he fled from Saul in the cave. His life was threatened. And the first verse says, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed.
Yes.
There is a scripture that says concerning the fate of the wicked, you will simply see it with your eyes, but it's not going to come nigh unto thee. Lord, hide me in that place.
Yes.
Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
Yes.
I see other young people that I grew up with, and I see shipwreck.
Yes.
I see sorrow. I see evil that has come in their lives. O God, hide me in the shadow of thy wings. Sickness will come. We have no guarantee of our lives, do we? The valley of the shadow of death. Does it seem frightening? We need to be hid in the Lord at that time, don't we? And a day greater than any day we've ever known. Now, there have been some great days. I remember when I was a young man, I believe it was the shuttle Challenger blew up in flight when it took off. Hadn't gone up too many miles, and there it went, and everyone was lost. Oh, that was a day that we remembered. It was a day that affected the nation. September 11th. That was a day that seemed like really stood out in our minds. But I'm telling you, there's coming a day greater than all of those. And that is the last great day. At a day like that, we are going to need to be hidden under His wings. We need to have foreseen the evil that was coming on the face of the whole earth, and to have hidden ourselves in the Lord. That's what a prudent man will do. But it says the simple pass on. The simple. The fools. The people that don't have spiritual depth. That are after the light and frivolous things of this world. That don't take time for their eternal souls. That disregard the counsel of ministers, of parents, of saints, and go their own way. The simple. They pass on and are punished. The spiritually blind. They can't see before them what they're getting ready to get into. It may have happened to person after person after person. They tried this, it didn't work for them. Oh, but that's them. It's not going to happen to me. I can do it. The prudent man foreseeth the evil, and he hideth himself. Isaiah chapter 22. Isaiah 22 and verse 12. And in that day did the Lord God of hosts call to weeping and to mourning and to baldness and to girding with sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying of oxen, killing of sheep, eating of flesh, and drinking of wine. The Lord called them to seriousness. It's a time to get serious about your soul. And I believe we're living in that kind of time. If you're a young person in school, it's time to get serious about your soul. There are dangers out there. There are things that will bring great evil into your life. They are so accessible today. It is a time to be getting serious. And the Lord of hosts called for weeping and mourning. He called for getting down to business. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying of oxen, killing of sheep, party on, you're only young once. Drinking wine, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. We only live once, let's have a good time. No regard for health risks, no regard for the dangers, but a prudent man foreseeth the evil, and he hideth himself. In Luke chapter 12, Luke 12 and 16, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully.
Yes, it did.
And then he thought within himself, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. Caught up in this world. Are you tempted to be caught up in this world? Those high salaries, the big homes, the nice cars, the pleasures that this world has to afford, are you tempted to build greater? And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. He didn't foresee the evil. And he passed on, and he was punished. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. The simple pass on and are punished. Parents do duty to their children. They love their children. They warn them, son, if you get involved in that, you'll have serious problems. Daughter, I want to spare you some of the things that I went through in life. The dangers of drinking, the danger of drugs, the danger of the wrong kind of friends, the wrong kind of entertainments, the addictions, the things that will destroy a young man or a young woman. Parents warn their children. They try to keep them out of it. Ministers warn congregations with love, with fasting, with prayers, with tears. There are things in this world that are, there's evil lurking there. You bring that into your life, and I want to help you foresee the evil that will come. Following after the love of this world, the love of fashion, the pride of life, all of these things, but yet the simple are willing to pass on and be punished. Why is it that the simple pass on and are punished? Some of them think that they will not be punished. They're not believers. And so, like sheep to the slaughter, like buffalo running over a cliff, there they go. One by one, not foreseeing what's happening to all of their companions. In Ecclesiastes 8 and 11, it says something like this, because sentence is not executed speedily, therefore are their hearts set fully to do evil. I'm paraphrasing there. Because it's not executed speedily, because I did it and got away with it, I can do it again. And they're not foreseeing the evil that's getting ready to get them. The simple pass on and are punished because they do not believe sometimes. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3, there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. The simple in those days were punished. Noah was issuing warning. He was a prudent man. He foresaw the evil. And so it is today. There are men and women of God that are crying out and saying, there's evil ahead. There is destruction. I see problems coming up for your marriage, for your home. I see problems coming up in your life. I want to warn you, take shelter under His arm. Be prudent. Don't pass on and be punished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. There is still evil pending, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. I have never known a time with more ungodliness, with absolute disregard for God and all His commandments. In fact, get those commandments down from the courthouse wall. City of Edmond, where we live, a lawyer sued for, or somebody sued, because the City of Edmond emblem had a cross in it. And they won the lawsuit. And furthermore, the city had to pay all their legal costs. I've never seen a day like today. I foresee evil coming. I foresee God withdrawing His blessing from this nation. Will we be simple and pass on and be punished? This isn't a time to be playing around with our souls. It's a time to be prudent and to hide ourselves in the shadow of His wings. Some simple pass on and are punished because they simply do not like to think about it. They block unpleasant thoughts from their minds. Perhaps with drink, with music, with entertainment. Isn't it amazing? Today, they're driving in their vehicles and they're watching a movie.
Lord.
Not driving, but riding and watching a movie. When they get to the airport and get on the airplane, up come the movies. And they're going to a place of entertainment and recreation anyway, but it's like they can't wait till they get there. Constant entertainment. Is there ever a quiet time?
Yeah,
that they can consider their souls? It's like they have to suppress something all the time. I foresee an evil here. I see something. There's trouble in this nation. Some people pass on and are punished because they do believe, but they are simply procrastinators. Luke chapter 12. Luke 12 and 42, and the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them the portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
Yes.
Of a truth I say unto you, he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers." He believed. He knew the Lord was coming. But he was pinning it all on the hope that my Lord is delaying. I have a little bit more time. I am still young, and not foreseeing the evil that was waiting. It says the simple pass on and are punished. In what way? 1 Timothy 6 and 9. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. If I could just be rich. If I could just be famous. We knew, had some acquaintance with a lady who was both rich and famous. She lived on the same island we did, and she owned multi-million dollar estate, beautiful beachside property. If I could just live on a Caribbean island. If I could just be rich, famous, beautiful. She had been a TV actress. But oh, the woman was pierced through with sorrows. She saw her own son on a motorcycle, passed her head on with a truck. He died. Her husband was unfaithful, and that split up, and I think she finally committed suicide. If I could just be rich. But all the evil, if we could foresee the evil of setting our heart on riches and desiring that thing, we will pierce ourselves through with sorrows. They that sow to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. If we could just see it, these pleasures that I'm indulging in, Maybe nobody knows but me and God. Oh, the evil that is coming from that. Psalms 32 and 10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. That's the place I want to be. When the evil of life is coming my way, I want the mercy of the Lord all around me. Matthew 22. I want a picture today of the type of evil that is coming to those who are not ready. Those who are simple. Matthew 22. Verses 11 through 13. When the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Too simple to realize I've got to have a wedding garment. I can't just come as I am. That's the popular mode in today's worship. The modern churches, the mega churches, come just like you are. Don't worry about dressing up. As you are. And this man did it spiritually. Simple. Not foreseeing the evil. Do we want to escape punishment? Do we want to be prudent? Let's turn to Luke chapter 21. Luke 21 and 33, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts should be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. That could catch any of us, couldn't it?
Yes.
And so that day come upon you unawares. The simple pass on and are punished. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth.
The Lord.
Watch ye therefore. Be prudent. Look well to your going. And pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Be prudent. Have some foresight about the path of life. Psalms 25. And verse 4. Shew me thy paths, O Lord. Teach me. Shew me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths.
Yes.
Lead me in thy truth. That's prudent. Lord, you lead me. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps.
No, Lord.
I cannot make it alone, Lord.
Amen.
I don't have enough wisdom. It doesn't matter how many people have tread that path.
No, Lord.
I want to be led of you, Lord. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Verse 10, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. That's the way I want my life to be.
Yes.
I want to find that place of mercy and truth.
Yes.
I want to be hidden from the evil that comes into the dysfunctional families of this world.
Lord.
The evil that awaits the sinner on his deathbed. I want to be hidden from those things. We're going to have to find the paths of the Lord. They are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. The highway of holiness is safe. It's a place of prosperity. It's a place of the happiest life we could possibly have. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. The song says, Keep me as the apple of thine eye from the awful blight of sinful things. Firmly on thy promise I rely. Hide me in the shadow of thy wings. Hide me in the shadow of thy wings. Hide me till this life, stormy life, is o'er. Hide me in the shadow of thy wings. Hide me, Savior. Hide me evermore. Let us be prudent. Let us ask God, be my guide in life. Lord, I don't want to make shipwreck like the simple. And I realize Satan has a plan for me. He has evil plan for me beyond my imagination. Beyond your ability to comprehend the hurt is what Satan has planned for you. Will you be prudent today? And foresee that. And let the Lord hide you under the shadow of His wings. Amen.